Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for an increasing chance of rain over the next few days, with afternoon highs in the 80s. Let's get things started with real estate. South Florida's property values have escalated steeply. That's a boon for homeowners, but also raises the prospect of big tax increases and a deeper housing affordability crunch. Preliminary estimates of taxable property values in Miami-Dade and Broward counties show all types of property rose more than 10% overall as of the end of 2021 compared to the previous year. That's faster than values had risen in many years. In food news, Tradition is the heart of the newest restaurant in Coconut Grove. From the Toronto-based Inc. Entertainment Group comes Amal, serving up fancy Lebanese cuisine. The word Amal means hope. The restaurant on Main Highway seats 180 diners. The menu focuses on dishes made to be shared. Amal will expand later this summer. The restaurant plans to open a rooftop bar that will have views of Miami and Biscayne Bay. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In environment news, a 47-year-old man visiting a popular city park in Florida was killed in a suspected alligator attack. The attack happened at John Taylor Park in the Pinellas County city of Largo, about 20 miles west of Tampa. His body was discovered by another park visitor. State wildlife officials reported that the alligator believed to be responsible for the attack has not been caught. In building safety, buildings taller than 3 stories will fall under a newly tightened set of safety and inspection requirements. The changes approved by Miami-Dade County Commissioners will require buildings to be inspected and recertified earlier in their lifespan, 30 as opposed to 40 years after construction. They're the culmination of county-led safety reforms that began in the aftermath of the Champlain Towers South collapse in Surfside that killed 98 people nearly a year ago. And finally, Key West has one of the most beautiful restaurants in the country, at least according to Trips to Discover. The travel website recently released its 15 most beautiful restaurants in the United States. An oceanfront spot, Louis's Backyard in Key West, made the list. If you have been to Louis's Backyard, then you know the view is what makes it beautiful. The restaurant opened in 1971. It was originally the Victorian home of one Louis Signorelli. A renovation in 1983 by new owners earned it a spot in the National Register of Historic Places. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.